to another exciting episode of the Podcast Project. I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and if you haven't done so, go ahead and hit that subscribe button so you don't miss another exciting episode of the Podcast Project. Let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. Welcome back to the Podcast Project. I'm your host, Byron Pringle, and today we are recording episode 10. Death Brings Urgency. That's right, we are in episode 10, so I'm very excited about that. But before we dive into today's episode, I'd like to simply wish all the hardworking fathers out there a happy Father's Day. Now, a little bit of background for me. Most of my inspiration, my passion, I'd like to say a little bit of my drive as well, comes from my dad. He's been a great role model, and I'm just so very, very blessed. So happy Father's Day. And if you guys have any plans for your Father's Day, please go ahead right into the show. Head over to our Facebook page at the Podcast Project and send us a message and let us know what your plans are and how Father's Day went for you. So, all right. So on today's episode, we will be talking about everyone's favorite subject, or maybe your least favorite subject. Either way, I feel that it is important for us to kind of talk about it. But today we are talking about death. And I know for most of us, it's a subject that we do talk about quite a bit. Rather, if it's at the dinner table with family or when we have friends over, family events, I mean, even at work. But everyone at some point talks about death. And for some, it's probably our most favorite topic to talk about. The thing is, we talk about it like we are running from it. Like, it's a mindset, like it's never going to happen. And it won't ever happen physically for us. Now, I know some of you may say, wow, this is going to be a very dark episode, this is very morbid, but simply I just want to state the facts that one day we're all going to die. Now, there's a lesson in death that I would love to share with you guys today. Now, before I get too far into that, there's a story I'd like to share with you guys. Now, I heard many, many years ago in this story that there was a grandmother that would drink from this beautiful glass cup. So it was a crystal glass cup. And she would always would talk about it and how beautiful it was and all the memories that she had with the cup. Now, one day her grandson was visiting her house and her grandson accidentally knocked her glass off the table and it shattered all over the floor. The child, who was only 8 years old, was quickly upset and started to apologize over and over again to his grandmother. His grandmother just smiled and said it was all right. Now, the boy was very confused because here's this glass, this crystal glass that his grandmother would admire every single day, shattered. It was gone. But the memories that she had with a glass will live forever. Now, with that, let me talk about that lesson that comes with this story. What you have to realize that the grandmother loved and appreciated her crystal glass. She knew that one day was going to be shattered and broken. So she knew one day that she was going to depart from this crystal glass that she had, and that one day it was going to, you know, be broken. And what does this have to do with death? I'm sure most of you guys are wondering how I'm going to draw from point A from a crystal glass from the story to death. Well, if you don't think about your own death at some point in time, really come to the terms of it, I don't think you'd understand it. You won't truly live your life and love your life and see the beauty in your life. You can't truly love and appreciate and see the beauty in your life and take full 100% ownership of it unless if you wake up and realize that one day you'll be dead. Simple. One day I won't be here, you won't be here, our friends or family, you know, will all pass on. And I know, again, most of you may say, you know, this is a very dark, morbid episode, and this is very untraditional compared to some of the episodes I've recorded in the past. And, you know, I'm just stating facts. Now, I read an interesting quote the other day, and it said, at some point in time, everybody should take a day and really think about their own death. It's because when you think about your own death, you will begin to appreciate your life more. You're going to appreciate life more of your absence. Now, this all stems down to a conversation that I had with an old friend. I actually had this conversation the other week with him, and I asked him how often he thought about death. And, you know, I was kind of giving him the highlights of this episode, and he kind of looked at me and he said, "Man, I don't know, maybe every month, maybe once a month, twice a month, but nothing too crazy." And he looked at me and he asked, "Well, how often do you think of your death?" And I said, "Well, you know, for me, death, I kind of think about it every day." And I could kind of tell he was kind of blown away with my answer. And, you know, it's not weird or, you know, not in a bad way. The reason why I think of death is that it gives me the drive to get up each and every day to go out and live my God-given life. Because the truth is, one day, I'm no longer going to be here on this earth. And once it's my time, it's my time. And this is where I think most people don't think about it. They don't think about the fact, or actually, most people run from the idea that one day they're going to die. And it's, you know, they think they can run from it, but unfortunately, you can't escape the fact that one day, you know, we won't be here. You know, they run from the fact that eventually everything they've seen will disappear. Every person, every building, every piece of machinery, every car, everything will be gone. And when we come to that realization, we stop and think, whoa. Yeah, I mean, here's the thing, like the average human life expectancy is 80 years of age. And, you know, I mean, some people may have longer, others may not be as fortunate. But if you think about it, everything that we see today has a life expectancy on it. And I'm not talking about like just humanity, you know, that's just facts of life. So with all due respect and love, my friends, death brings urgency in our lives. Because, you know, if you wake up every day and you do the same thing every day, you know, we're just taking days off our time that we have here on earth. So here's what people don't understand when it comes to death. People feel if they are not truly attached to someone, you don't really love them. No, no, no. What it really means is because the fact that you know maybe your relationship, so you know one day your relationship will be gone one day. Maybe you'll be gone one day. Maybe they will be gone one day. You can love them and appreciate them more because they are in front of you today. Just like in the story I just told you, the glass will be broken, but the grandmother can still appreciate the memories that she had with a glass cup. Everything will be gone one day. About a few weeks ago, and I'll tell you a quick story. About a few weeks ago, my girlfriend and I, we went out on a walk here in town. We have a kind of like a pond area in our community. And I remember it was so beautiful out. The grass was green. There was a cool breeze in the air. And then as we were walking, there was other people walking past us and they smiled and we smiled back. Then when I came to the realization that one day this will all be gone. So let me say that again. This will all be gone one day. And you will not be able to have this back. So let that sink in. And again, I'm not trying to scare you, but just come to the realization that this very moment, we are alive. And what we do at this very moment matters. Because here's the thing. We all often think, if I think about death, or I think about this being gone, or my house burning down, or the possibility that my spouse or a family member dying, then I'm not truly loving them or appreciating them as they are. No, no, no. Here, you are missing it completely. Knowing they will die. Knowing that you will die. Makes you appreciate your time with them so much, much more. Because maybe if you would take a moment and give a thought about one day, my loved one won't be here with me because it will come. And I'm sorry, there's absolutely nothing you can do about it. But maybe because of that, maybe the next time you think about twice canceling dinner with your folks, or maybe instead of going out with your friends, maybe this week and go and visiting your grandparents, or maybe next time you're out with your spouse, putting your phone down and having a real conversation with them. But why? Because you come to terms that one day they will not be here. You will call that number and no one will answer because they will no longer be here to pick that phone up. Death brings urgency, as it should. Motivate you. Don't let it scare you. Today you woke up because it is simply not your time. But what you choose to do with your time and the people you choose to be around and spend time with is on you and you alone. So let me say that again. Death brings urgency. What will you do in these moments? So if you like today's episode, please share it with someone you know and love. Please share it on your Instagram stories and tag me. And my handle is bpringle876. Again, it's bpringle876. Also, head over to our Facebook page and follow us. I post a lot of stuff there, including our daily inspirational quotes that I love to do, that I usually do with my morning coffee. It's been kind of a routine. And I'm going to leave you like I do at the end of every episode to make it your God-given mission to be a blessing in someone's life. And I hope you all have an amazing, amazing day. Take care.